T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. The KISW face mask, it lets you represent your favorite rock station wherever you go, and you have to have a mask these days. So why not have a mask that looks cool? And it looks damn cool. So go to KISW.com or KISW.com, that one too. KISW.com. And get yourself one of these masks, because a portion of each mask sold does help out the Washington State Nurses Association. That is a cool thing. All the info, how you can buy it, just go to KISW.com.
Let's play B. Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Shots of espresso there.
Don't know if I need that.
I know you don't need that. We don't need you to have that, to be perfectly honest. So let's just get to the contestant today. We got Rachel in Puyallup. Rachel, are you there?
I am.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Rachel will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Rachel, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What radioactive substance makes the time machine work in the film Back to the Future?
Pass.
The Breakfast of Champions is a slogan for what cereal?
Wheaties.
Yes. What is Stevie Nicks' real first name?
Stephanie.
Yes. Complete the title of the 2018 film The Girl in the Spider's what?
Room?
No.
Web.
Yes. The tagline Die Harder comes from which 1990 movie?
Die Hard.
No.
Pass.
Pebble Beach is a golf course located in which state?
Florida.
No.
North Carolina.
No.
South Carolina.
No. In 2002, what company acquired PayPal?
eBay.
Yes. Chris Hemsworth was born in what country?
Read that again.
Chris Hemsworth was born in what country?
New Zealand.
No.
Australia.
Yes. In baseball, what position did Johnny Bench play?
Shortstop.
No. Ooh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Correct.
She had a 1-9 shot.
Yeah. I mean, at that point in time. And it's an old school player.
Steve's going to get that one.
Oh, yeah. If he gets to it. If he gets to it, he'll get to it.
Yeah,
but
right.
He's got to get to it.
If he gets to it, he'll get to it.
Yeah.
Okay. That, you know what?
Yeah.
I can't argue with that.
What I meant to say, let me clarify, is if he gets to it, he'll get it.
Ah, that's what you meant.
I need to clarify what I was saying there so everyone would understand what I was going with.
There's a bit on the new Jerry Seinfeld special on Netflix where it's just like he's talking about just how even when you don't have an opinion, you just end up repeating yourself. So it's like, it is what it is. Or business is business. Work is work.
So did you like it?
Work. Liked it if I liked it.
Yeah.
Oh, the special? I only caught a couple clips.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't finished it. But what I watched was pretty funny.
I liked it. I did see it.
Oh, you finally did watch it, Rip.
Yeah, it's all right.
You were
protesting, like, do I need more Seinfeld now?
Yeah, I mean, he's still kind of a curmudgeon, but he's a fun, likable one.
I mean, Seinfeld is Seinfeld.
It is what it is.
Are you ready, Steve?
I am if I am.
Okay.
Ah, yes. What radioactive substance makes the time machine work in the film Back to the Future?
Gigawatts.
No.
The DeLorean going 80 miles an hour.
No.
Plutonium.
Yes.
Wow.
The Breakfast of Champions is a slogan for what cereal?
Wheaties.
Yes. What is Stevie Nicks' real first name?
Steven.
No. Oh.
Stephanie?
Yes. Complete the title of the 2018 film, The Girl in the Spider's What?
Tattoo?
No.
The Spider's Best Friend?
No.
And the Spider Monkey?
No. The tagline, Die Harder, comes from which 1990 movie?
That's Die Hard 2.
Yes.
Die Harder.
Pebble Beach is a golf course located in which state?
Florida.
No.
Oh. Georgia.
No.
Louisiana.
No. In 2002, what company acquired PayPal?
eBay.
Yes. Chris Hemsworth was born in what country?
Ooh. Ireland.
No.
Ooh. England.
No.
Australia.
Yes.
Wow.
In baseball, what position did Johnny Bench play?
He was a catcher.
Yeah. And if he gets it, he gets it.
He got it.
One,
he got
two,
it.
Three, four, five, six, seven. And you win 7-5.
Sorry, Rach.
Oh, good job, Steve.
Thank you.
I like the chip.
Rach, you can
game.
Play as much as you want.
Yeah. Steve?
Yes.
The girl in the spider's web.
Womb. Oh.
The spider's womb.
Wow.
Spider's womb.
That's a very deep cut.
Well, did you know that spiders don't have wombs? They lay eggs.
How about that?
Well, yeah, and that's the terrifying thing.
Oh.
When all of them go everywhere, and there's hundreds of little baby spiders everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like spiders. Nope. And the only other one that you missed, actually, Rachel did as well. Pebble Beach is a golf course located in which state?
California.
Yeah, California. I don't think that, well, I could be wrong, but I don't know how many beaches Georgia has, but, you know, hey.
Well, Georgia has, I believe they do have beaches.
Do they?
I think, well.
Maybe.
Yeah, Danny says yes.
Oh, okay.
I think they do.
I was going to make fun of you then.
Myrtle Beach is Carolinas. Yeah.
Well, I'm an idiot, so that doesn't
there
work out
go.
Very well.
Yeah, well, I would never say you're an idiot to your face.
Oh, all right. Well,
yeah, you don't think of it, but I believe they do.
It's, all right, yeah.
I, at least, I'm, you know what? I'm not going to call you an idiot because I'm trying to, my brain hurts. I don't know.
I know. It's a Monday and I'm trying too hard. Congratulations, Steve. You won.
Yeah, Steve, congratulations,
thank
buddy.
You. Thank
you're
you very much.
You're a hell
much.
Of a guy.
Felt good.
Yeah. Ugh. So Courtney Cox gave us some good news. If you like this movie franchise, she says she's going to reprise her iconic character, tabloid reporter Gail Weathers, for a fifth installment of the horror franchise Scream.
Now, Scream is the actual scary movie, and it's not the parody, right?
Yes. Yes.
Scary Movie is the Scary Movie parody.
Yes.
Okay. I always get them confused. I don't know why, but I do.
Yeah. So, she's coming back. I don't know if we need a fifth Scream, but we're getting it.
Yeah, I didn't even watch the fourth one.
It was good.
Was it?
Had Emma Roberts in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
Is it even going to make it on the big screen with the way things are?
Probably not.
Is it going to just go direct to on-demand?
Did she ever die in any of these movies? So she's still alive, her character?
Well, yeah, that would make sense. I mean...
Well, you never know.
Well, I guess.
Yeah.
But Wes Craven, who made the movies, he died.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I don't know what that has to say about anything, but that's just my
Well, then it will never be as good. It will never be as good.
Right, yep.
Right.
She confirmed the news on Instagram on Friday by posting a video of that villain's black and white mask with the words, quote, "I can't wait to see this face again" in red. And her ex-husband, David Arquette, will also return to his role as Sheriff Dewey Riley for the movie.
So he's going to have to take a break from wrestling on the independent scene.
I guess so.
Geez, that's right.
Did they get together because of Scream?
Yes.
So would that be interesting if that rekindles the romance and they get back together?
I think they're both in relationships, though.
I don't care. It's
okay.
Hollywood.
Screw it.
I mean, you know.
Screw whatever families they've created. Let's have them end.
Again,
of the scary mask guy.
You know, that's what we want. I mean, that's going to be all over the People magazines and everything at the checkout counter. Oh, they're back together because they're on Scream. You know that's going to be out there in the tabloids.
It's funny that David Arquette has wrestling gear. The gear he wears has the scary face that from the Scream mask.
Oh, he does have it on
that
there.
Like sewn onto his gear, which I think is hilarious.
Of course, it's like, this is who I am, buddy.
And some people try to heckle him, like, oh, this, look at you, you're pathetic. You know, you're wrestling in front of like 200 people. He's like, I'm not doing it for the money. I'm rich. I got Courtney Cox cash still. And I'm like, that's pretty funny that he's still living off of her money.
And it's funny that he's got good patter for that, too.
Oh, yeah. You have to have fun with it. Otherwise, you shouldn't be in public.
Especially you know what I mean? Wrestling when, public because, right. I mean,
you're going to deal with a lot of people that are heckling you.
You better not have any neurosis or a thin skin if you want to be a wrestler.
Yeah. Some people do, though, and it's fun to watch the meltdown on social media.
Oh, so they really do?
Anything that involves public scrutiny, there's going to be someone that's going to take it the wrong way.
Wow.
And just kind of, you know, had a bad day. And that one day, they didn't have thick skin.
That's the one job I would, in my brain, go into and go, all right, I know this is going to be an S show, and everyone's going to hate me. So I'm just going to have to be ready for it.
But that's the fun of it for me. Like, when I get to do it, like, you know, I go out there as a bad guy, so it's like, I hope they hate me.
Well, that's the thing. That's
And if they don't, I'm like, what the hell? I'm not doing a good enough job. I want them to dislike me more.
Yeah. That's why it surprises me that anybody would get anybody who's a wrestler, because you're right, Steve. That's your job.
Speaking of wrestling, this text just came in. I quickly went online to find out. It looks like it's true. The Rock just bought the XFL for $15 million.
Yeah. I just saw that.
Was he trying to make a new season of Ballers?
So he's trying to bring back. He's trying to bring back the XFL.
He bought the stuff for it
for $15 million.
Yeah,
seems like a really good deal.
If he's part of a group of people that paid $15 million for it, because it was up in auction.
Okay, so they must want to bring it back. Why else buy it? Unless there's some assets in there you can sell.
It means a possible revival's on the way, or might have acquired the rights for another reason. They don't know just yet.
Yeah, well, there's going to be a little bit of time, I think, before we can figure that out. Unless they feel like they can run these games without fans, which in some cases that's what was going on. Not in Seattle, of course. We were packing the joint, but they didn't have a lot of fans in some locations.
Well, that means my second favorite sports team name is still going to be sticking around.
All right,
the Dragons.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I didn't get rid of the hoodie that I bought.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you actually bought a hoodie?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Come on, man. I got two t-shirts. I'm not getting rid of those.
I have a hoodie, a t-shirt, and those rally flags.
Ooh. I don't know if you saw this. Former San Francisco Giants first baseman Aubrey Huff is making news because of a tweet he directed at LeBron James. On Sunday night, Huff mocked LeBron and said he wasn't manly for carrying a purse with his pregame outfits. I don't know if you've seen the picture. LeBron's got an outfit because he's wearing dress shorts.
Yeah.
That part of the outfit is like, whoa, that's really interesting.
He's wearing a suit, and everything looks like a suit until you get to his slacks, but they're shorts.
Yeah.
But then he has socks pulled up and dress shoes.
And it really looks like
I couldn't rock that. I'd like to try, but I couldn't.
Yeah, I mean, he does have a big bag, which, you know, you could call a purse, but it almost looks like it's a duffel bag, too. That's not what shows up for me. It really is those shorts, like, whoa.
He looks like he goes to private school.
Seriously, he looks
like a private school uniform.
Yeah. He's a fan of Umbrella Academy. It did come out this weekend.
That's right. He does look like number five's outfit right there.
Schoolboy shorts.
Yeah. This just shows that fashion is completely past me.
I mean, or if you're a handsome enough person or a beautiful enough woman, you could wear anything. Because LeBron can wear that and he still looks pretty damn good to me. But me, I put that on and I'm still as ugly as ever.
Yeah, you have to have an aura of confidence to pull off an outfit like that, I believe.
So here's,
and I'm not dissing him for it. Like, it's not like, oh, you don't look manly enough because you're wearing that. It's just, I could never imagine myself pulling that off. It's no different than a bow tie. I think people would just look at me like, what the hell is Steve doing if I showed up to work one day wearing a bow tie? I think you guys would be like, what the hell is wrong with Steve?
I think that would be awesome.
Amazing.
You need to wear a bow tie.
Please.
Yeah.
I got one for my cats.
With
I can let you
t-shirt.
Borrow.
Oh, can I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bow tie and a t-shirt? Yeah. So can you guys help me with this? Because when I saw this tweet, I think I'm overreacting, but I'm not happy with Aubrey Huff.
Okay, why?
Because I think, in my opinion, if I was his friend, I'd sit him down because I think there may be some racist undertones with this. But I could be overreacting. And so I'm going to read you his tweet. He said, young men, this is not how... So he probably meant to say young man. Young men, this is not how a man is supposed to dress.
No, I think he's saying this like as a PSA to young men out there.
Oh, good call. Good call. Thank you, man. Yeah, this is from Aubrey Huff. He's like, young men, this is not how a man is supposed to dress. Carrying a purse is not cool. I suppose dressing like this makes it easier to kneel. #emasculated. Now, is he making... What, I don't know what the kneel part means.
Well, it has to be a shot at athletes that are kneeling.
Oh, that's exactly what I thought. Okay, yeah, so I'm not the only one that thought that
way.
So if I'm a white guy... You know who's going to make mention of the kneeling and LeBron James is an African American and the kneeling is about the treatment of African Americans in this country. What? How do you not look like a racist by making that statement?
Yeah, you look. I mean, you look silly, and also because then people are just calling him out for it because he's the guy that also is known for wearing a woman. If you're giving. I mean,
that's right.
Said,
Aubrey Huff did do that,
but he's also taking a shot at saying, "Hey, LeBron, you're emasculating yourself by walking around with a what looks like a purse." When he's the guy that bragged about wearing women's underwear to help him get out of a hitting slump.
Yeah, he called it the rally thong.
Yeah, well, yeah, a lot of fans ended up calling it that. Yeah,
so
which I think it's funny that people are calling, "Hey, aren't you the same guy that wore a thong?" Or like, what does it matter what someone's wearing?
So that even makes me think more that this guy's got some sort of, if they're not at the surface, he's got some bigotry inside him. Because you're right. It's like you wore women's underwear. He's carrying this. So you can't say he's emasculating anybody because you did that. It's just what he's doing. So is there something deeper here, Mr. Huff? I would say since you brought the kneeling comment up, I would say yes.
Honestly, up until this point, when this story came out, I thought Aubrey Huff was like, America's top model, somebody or something like that. I'm not that hip with every baseball player.
Yeah, he was an okay player. He was nobody special in my eyes. He was just a pretty decent player.
I was like, is that like a supermodel giving LeBron James a hard time? And then I finally read the story and I'm like, oh, it's a baseball player. I'm an idiot. I'm such an idiot.
Yeah. Well, I would say if anybody knows Aubrey, if you're friends with Aubrey, whatever, you need to talk to him because whether he knows it or not, I think he's got some bigoted undertones going on inside, or maybe more. And I just think, you know, nobody needs to show up like that. We don't need that, Aubrey. We just don't need that today.
Is his favorite baseball player John Rocker?
Right?
Good call.
You know, the John Rocker, man, there was no undertones with John Rocker.
No. Just follow him on a subway, man.
Yeah, no undertones at all. John Rocker, you pretty much knew where he stood. Business Insider just came up with a list of stupid office rules that drive everyone crazy. What do you think made the list? I'm going to tell you at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Business Insider just came up with a list of really stupid office rules that drive everybody crazy and why they drive everybody crazy. Got a few examples here. Of course, you know that's what we're going to ask you to tell us about your joints. But the big one here is, I think, fascinating that you're doing it. But yeah, restricting internet use. And this is when companies go, yeah, we are restricting your internet activity, and it's very unnecessary when they do it.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to watch X on XX without any kind of weird repercussions.
And you should be able, as long as you're doing your job, what do we care?
It's one less cup of coffee they have to waste on me.
And they're doing it because they don't want people to go on Facebook and stuff like that. Because they go, if you're on Facebook, it limits your ability to do your job. And, you know, like, for instance, oh, yeah, like, I just interviewed somebody, and I'd like to go check out their Facebook profile. That would be really helpful for my job. But, no, thank you. You're not letting me do it.
And, I mean, you're on breaks. I mean, people are allowed to have, like, back in the day, you had smoke breaks. People are allowed to have a break, so why can't you just use it to surf the net if you wanted to? I understand if you just waste your entire day on there, but if you're wasting your entire day on the internet I think they would notice that you're not doing your job and you probably lose your job.
See, that's the idea. It's like, you know, I don't understand why you just don't fire somebody if they're not doing their job. I don't care what they're doing or how they do it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, speaking of breaks, Steve, I mean, if you want to complain about that, how about the fact that some places limit the bathroom breaks, which means Rev would never be able to work there.
Oh, gosh. Right.
Yeah. What does it say about your company that you're like, you know, I have a feeling that people hate working here so much that they hide in the bathroom for an extended period of time. We need to limit the amount of times they could go into the bathroom so they're exposed to more just awful experiences and on the job.
Yeah, if you've got to limit people from going to the bathroom because for some reason you think that's affecting their job performance, then their job performance is the reason you should get rid of them, not limiting everybody else from going to the bathroom. It makes no sense to me.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Well, we got more on this crazy list, according to Business Insider. You know, the rules, the office rules that drive everybody crazy. So how about you? What is the dumbest office rule that you have had at your work? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What is the dumbest office rule that you have had at your work? Your calls, your texts after Radiohead on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Business Insider just came up with a list of stupid office rules that drive everyone crazy. What about you? What is the dumbest office rule that you've had at your work? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So much as I worked at an event rental company where we were not allowed to back up our vehicle without a spotter. However, they would send us out on our own to do runs and told us to just ask random people on the street to spot us as we backed up.
Oh, gosh.
That is so awkward.
That is very awkward.
Sir, can you tell me if I'm going to hit that car?
See, to me, that's the cheap way to go as opposed to having two drivers or at least, you know, a passenger and a driver for that kind of a business, that's why you used to see two people in a truck all the time.
Right.
It was for the spotting. And then, of course, you know, well, we got to save money.
But I mean, that just seems like a recipe for disaster. What if you pick the wrong guy who likes to watch the world burn around him? And he's like, yep, keep going. You're good. Oh, my bad. I wasn't paying attention. You just slammed into a window.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Got to go.
Yeah, this is why I tell people, I go, you take a look at the way business has progressed over the last 50 years, and there are a lot of things that used to be that aren't anymore because of cost-cutting procedures, mm-hmm. and you can't tell us we're living better because of it, because there was a time where there would be two people in every cab, you know, when they would do their deliveries.
Oh, I didn't like a cab, like a taxi cab. I was like, that's awkward.
That way you could relieve the other driver. The other guy could get some sleep. They could do those long distance hauls. There wasn't as much safety issues for a lot of the, you know, it was rare. But I remember, well, those were the good companies that would let, you know, have two guys. So that way there was always somebody that got a fair amount of rest.
How about this one? No personal talk. Like, what's your plans for the weekend? What'd you do over the weekend? Anything like that? Only talk. It's supposed to be strictly business.
Okay. So
sounds like a manager got in trouble for saying something wrong and now everyone's suffering.
Well, like, how was your weekend? I banged the secretary.
Yeah, something like that. Yes.
We've already got rules for that. We don't have to tell you. That's water cooler talk, which I don't even know if anybody even calls it that anymore. But, you know, that's what that is, isn't it?
Or is that a boss that just really doesn't do anything fun ever and doesn't want to have people talk about the fun stuff that they do at work?
Aw. That's so sad.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of reasons why people in power make stupid rules, Steve. That could very well be it. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What is the dumbest office rule that you've had at your work?
This one, I think, had to have happened because this is something that was being abused at the workplace. There is no sleeping in the bathroom.
Oh, that could have been about me.
Do you think they have, like, a really comfortable couch in the bathroom? Like,
well,
some bathrooms have like you know.
Oh,
like
a, yeah.
They have like that little room before you really go into the bathroom.
Yeah. Some of them are nicer. Yeah, you're right. I remember I walked into a couple of the women's bathrooms one time in places.
Oh, did you?
And I was like, they got couches and things in here?
You know, fancy.
I never knew that this world existed. And
Bob, we can't have you sleeping in the bathroom again, especially the women's bathroom.
How about this? What Business Insider came up with was another ridiculous rule, and that is just ridiculous requirements for attendance, leave, and time off. When they basically are very strict in requiring all sorts of documentation for bereavement and medical leave. You know, like you're going through some tough stuff, and they go, well, we want to see the documentation. Did somebody really die? Do you really have this problem? Which I find it very interesting that they have HIPAA laws. That, you know, yeah. But your company goes, I want to see your medical situation. It's like, you really don't get to.
Yeah, prove it.
Yeah, you really, that's not, you don't get to know what's going on with me. I just tell you that I'm, you know, here's a note from my doctor saying that, you know what, I get medical leave. That's all you get to know.
Also, then you have to kind of like think about it, like, you know, kind of reflect on a moment, be like, Bob is pretending that his grandma died because he hates working here so much that he just didn't want to come in today. Like, that makes, I have to think, how am I treating Bob? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Here's the thing. I will say this, again, because this is, I don't know what mentality it is, but the idea is that you must be paying somebody so little money that you have got to do stuff like this rather than get a qualified person that will do a better job. Like, if somebody's sleeping in the bathroom, they must be getting their work done because rather than get rid of them, you're saying no sleeping in the bathroom, which to me is dumb. If you're sleeping in the bathroom and you're not getting your job done, I'm firing your ass. Why wouldn't I just fire your ass and get somebody else? Unless nobody wants to do this job. Which, true, by the way, there's a lot of that going on because people don't want to pay people any money. So this is what we have to live with. All of the good employees have to deal with this crap because they don't want to pay money to get decent employees in the first place.
I like this one. It says, my boss says we can fall asleep at our desk as long as the room lights are on because then that's an accident. But if we fall asleep when the room lights are off, that meant that we did it intentionally.
So just leave the lights on, everyone, and take a nap.
It's like almost done. Like, you can fall asleep at work if your shoes are on because that's an act. But if you take your shoes off, that meant you intentionally meant to fall asleep.
This is why middle managers just are unfortunately the downtrodden of the universe because they have to come up with stupid things like this.
Or is he just trolling his workers? Like, you know what? But like, he's really good at playing. Like, I want to see how gullible my workers are.
You probably would do that if you were a middle manager.
Why not?
You really don't have any
fun.
You don't have any power.
Right.
You know what I mean? You really don't. How about this? The draconian email policies, which some companies are getting so restrictive with email use that employees must select from a list of pre-approved topics before the email software will allow them to send a message. Isn't that something?
That's weird.
I never even heard of that. I mean, like, I forget. I'm not sending an email.
It just seems like it just files something like, oh, general or maintenance or, I don't know.
So I guess that way you can't, you know, what, email your friends?
Yeah, and yeah, it's just prioritizing the business aspect of the business email. I would kind of get it.
I would always put on, yeah, bathroom repair, and then just send it to the rev.
Oh, thanks.
That's what I would do.
This one's torture. One texter just said, we have an arcade game in our break room, and we're not allowed to play it.
What?
That's stupid.
What is that about?
Is it there just for show?
Oh, I don't know. See, this is...
Or does the boss have the high score and doesn't want anyone else to beat it? Because
okay,
then I understand.
That's legitimate. Okay, it's like the King of Kong. What was his name? Billy whatever? It was probably his place of work.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
What if the rule is you can play it, but you can't get the high score?
Well, then why would you play? And it's Billy Mitchell. But yeah.
Yeah.
I'd still play it.
And not get the high score?
Yeah, that'd be the fun of it. It's like, how close can I get to the high score without getting the high score?
Oh, but if you go over accidentally just because, you know, even if you take your hands off the controllers, but Mario throws that one last, you know, the one last bucket,
yeah,
a barrel, I mean, then you're all of a sudden over the high score. Billy Mitchell comes out and fires your ass.
Some wear condoms, some go by the pull-out method. You know, sometimes some people are willing to play the game, man.
Wow. Well, I mean...
Whoa.
I mean, I guess I get the analogy.
Living on the edge, buddy.
Is that the analogy? Is that a good one?
I don't know.
I mean,
that's a good one.
Yeah. I didn't say it was a good one.
Yeah.
It was the first one that popped into mind on a Monday morning.
Yeah. I remember the one that I had at my workplace, and it pissed me off so much.
Uh-oh.
I was a great delegator. I really motivated the people that worked under me so that they would do, and I identified people that were really good at what they did.
Mm-hmm.
What I was bad at, I was in charge of the men's department.
Doing all the work.
Yes, I was really bad at that. But, you know, you're a manager. Your job is to get the job done. They
right.
go, all right. So I had the men's department. My men's department always looked great. But they saw me just lounge around doing nothing. And they were just like, and so the other department managers would go to the store manager and go, he does nothing. And they would, first the store manager would go, what are you talking about does nothing? His department looks the best in the whole store. It's amazing what he does. He sells X amount more product than we used to sell before he took over the department. And they were like, but I see him. He's goofing around. He's talking here. He's doing this.
What's the matter? You got your job done.
But they, oh no, I got in trouble. because they finally brought me in and they go, we don't know, you're goofing around. How are you getting the work done? And so I shared it. I thought, all right, you're a manager. Because I thought maybe they would make me a manager when I saw my skills.
Like, yeah, I got an inside scoop on how to handle these.
So I said, well, I know these part-timers and, you know, Scotty's good at this and Mary's good at that and Fred's good at this. So I know when they're coming in and I make sure all that stuff gets done and I put it on there and they go,
it's like a game of chess.
They're like, all the part-timers are doing the work. Do you do anything? Because that would, they would, I go, you've described your entire job, but you have all those guys do it. How are they getting it done? How do you? And I've said, because I motivate them. You know, I sometimes give them coffee, I'll whatever. I give them coupons. I give them stuff. I make them happy.
So you bribed everybody else to do your job.
I made them happy.
And you're very proud of this.
Yes, because, I mean, look, I was still able to make my living. I made them happy because they got more than just their salary because they were even part-time. They were getting part-time minimum wage. So I give them stuff. It was all legal, and they were able to do the job better. And so my part-timers rocked. You guys think that's crazy?
No, I think it's impressive.
Yeah, I'm very impressed.
No, I don't think anything's crazy about it. I just think that's way more effort and energy than I could ever imagine putting into something like that.
Oh, see, I hated doing the work. I hated having to stock merchandise. I hated having to relabel stuff with the gun. I hated all of that. I wanted to go talk to the customers. That's how I was selling more stuff. Mm-hmm. I had more time to go talk to the customers and say, hey, how you doing?
Schmoozing with the customers.
Yeah, because usually...
Hey, PJ, would you like to look at my couch or my men's slacks?
Yeah. And you know what? We sold stuff. And then they put an end to it. They were like, no more. They literally told me, you need to go out there and you need to sticker gun your stuff. You can't have somebody do it for you. I go, but they work here. Mm-hmm. And I go, and I'm selling your product, which is what you want me to do. You want to sell the merchandise. What's wrong with you people?
I'm just surprised that you hated using the pricing gun. That's like the coolest thing at the store.
Oh, it's so boring.
Eventually. No, it's not. Oh. You get to add prices to everything.
Okay, well, you know what? You see, you're the guy I would give a cup of coffee to.
And I would do it. Yeah, and I would absolutely do it.
I hate doing this. The Rev gets really excited.
The Rev loves it.
Hey, Rev, you want to shoot the price gun?
Yes. First Rev says, yeah. Then I let him shoot the price gun. Then an hour later, I go, dude, you wrecked house with the price gun.
Here's a coupon.
Here's a $10 Starbucks card. And Rev's just like,
yeah,
wait.
I'd be super stoked. Yeah, you sold me.
Yeah,
damn it.
You'd be my buddy.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I did. And we rocked.
I get a coupon and I get to use the price gun.
Yeah, TJ Maxx, we rocked. Damn it. You ruined my whole entrepreneurial situation.
Yeah. You'd be like a bigger store if you just kept BJ around.
See?
Yeah.
I'm glad you understand the story now. Now you get it.
TJ Double Max.
They would have been TJ Double Max.
Or it would have just been called BJ Max because you just took it over.
Yeah. That might have been one of my plans back in the day. I used to maybe tell my wife that.
There's an uprising.
Yeah.
It's that BJ and his price gun.
That's right,
and
buddy.
His gift cards.
That's what I did, buddy.
So he says, I work in a metal shop with a very religious owner, so we can only play Christian music or music with no words. So I just play Power Glove and other instrumental rock that can't, because you know what? You can't be in a metal shop without metal.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I I really take great offense to people that have businesses and then force their philosophy on them in that business. If it's not really something that requires the business to run the way it runs, I don't see where your philosophy should force somebody. You got a bunch of people working for you. You got to incentivize them to be good workers.
Well, play Striper. Then you solve the problem.
Oh, perfect.
I hadn't thought about Striper. But then after a while. But I mean, if you're an owner, don't you want your people to work well and be happy?
Yes.
So then do what they want, and then you still get to whatever. Have your own private office, shut the door, and put on what you want.
And listen to whatever the hell you want in there.
Yeah. I never understand owners that don't understand that happy workers are the ones that are going to make you the most money. I don't understand that. It's like we've forgotten that in society. Make your people happy the best way you can, and things are going to be great for you. So dumb.
Hey, Rev, you want a gift card? And
as long as I get that price gun,
got that price gun. You're the price gun champ.
Yeah, everything is 69 cents.
So it's a BJ, you're the type of boss that everyone wants.
Oh, sort of.
I know, but you gotta
speak for yourself.
Oh, thank you. You know, all the other bosses, they were so jealous. They were so mad because they sucked at their job. And unfortunately, I was not as tactful as I am now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, totally.
Because
yeah.
I just
so humble.
That's what I was told. That's what I told them all. I was like, you guys suck at your job. It's not my fault. Mm-hmm. And they were like, they didn't like to hear that.
BJ and, Shea, humble and tactful.
And tactful. That's right. It's like, well, Mary over there, Mrs. and Juniors, doesn't like what you're doing. That's because Mary sucks at her job. You should get somebody else.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming to
work. I wonder what Mary's up to these days, and if she ever talks about the man.
Dude, I went back there.
Oh, Mary's the one?
Mary's still there.
I remember you saying that.
She's still there 30 years later. She's still at that same TJ Maxx.
I still hate you.
Oh, she definitely still hates me. That's why I had to walk in and go, hey, Mary, how's life? Because I know how yours is.
You're still at the minimum.
Wow. Hey, so it's that working metal shop, welding. It's 99.9 all day here. Turn it up and rip off the dial.
Nice.
You rock.
Nice. Get that striper going. That's what you got
to
do.
The hell with the devil.
We got a groom's mom who goes off on a bride during the ceremony. And oh, yeah, we have got the audio, and you are going to hear it at 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.